CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness. Mikael Mir's financial consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and because it is the last Friday of the month, we have Tom Campbell with us today. I always love having you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Laurie. It's my pleasure to be here.
Tom has a wealth of knowledge on the internet. If you have an interest in spirituality and you have an interest in quantum physics, or you want to know how science and spirituality come together, this is definitely the place to explore and understand all the different dynamics that are available. And Tom has gone through a wealth of knowledge on YouTube. He has a forum that he has so much information on, a website. He's done a series of three books called My Big Toe. You can get them on Google. You can also get them on his site. If you like the book in your hand, you want to get them from him or on Amazon, but you can download it from Google for free. But YouTube, you could spend hours and days going through all of his YouTube videos and information that he has, plus the forum. It's incredible. The books are My Big Toe, and his website is mybigtoe.com, but there's hyphens in between, so it's my-big-toe.com. And from there, you can find out where his forum is, and just Google his name. There's so much information. So, again, always a pleasure, Tom.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Lori.
We're going to talk about being versus doing. We've talked about it in segments before, and I just thought it would be a really great topic to really explore. I know Tom's just come back from, a major conference in Ireland, so he's a little under the weather, but we know that this is just, this is the show he needs. So let's talk about doing, because everybody understands. I often wonder actually if people understand when they're doing what they're actually doing. And I love how you explained it in previous shows that we've talked about. So let's talk about what we're actually doing when we're trying to do something. And I'm guessing more in the, not so much in the concept of doing service, but in the concept of when we think we want to fix or change something.
Yes, well, of course, in the bigger picture, there's a big difference between who you are and who you'd like to be. There's a big difference between being and acting. In other words, you can act like you're well grown and you're not driven by ego and that sort of thing, but to actually be that way is different. So we get the first concept here of a difference between the way you are and the way you present yourself. Okay, so that's a difference between being and doing. Well, the only thing that matters as far as this life and your progress here goes is what you are. That's what's important. What you act like, if you try real hard to act nice, then that's civilizing and everybody around you appreciates it, but it doesn't really help you, or doesn't necessarily help you be any better. So you see that the change, the action has to happen at the being level, not at the doing level. But we've got this idea that in order to change something, we have to do something, you see? So we believe that because that's the way it is in this reality. If you want to change something, you have to do something. So if there's something about ourselves we don't like, then we need to go do something. So we start looking for a prescription, so-and-so's book, so-and-so's training course. We're going to meditate on crystals. Or we're going to do that. We have all these things that we want to do in order to fix the problem, but the problem isn't a problem of doing, it's a problem of being. It's getting rid of that fear and that ego, those expectations, that sort of thing. It's becoming love. And you don't become love by acting. It's something you have to be. So as we go through our life trying to fix things by doing, we generally just end up like a puppy chasing its tail. You know, we're going round and round, we're trying harder and harder, but nothing seems to actually work. Everything that we try, the next new thing, seems to work okay right in the beginning, but then mostly that's just because our attitude is very positive about it right in the beginning. And then a little while later, it doesn't really work either. And then it's on to the next thing to do, and then on to the next thing to do. So most of us go through our life trying to do our way into being better, and you can't do that. You see, you have to just be better, not do something to be better. Now, doing can help some in the sense that if you act a part, it might make it slightly easier to become the part, but for the most part, it doesn't really help that much, because as long as we're acting the part, we convince ourselves that we are being that part, right, when in fact we're not. We're just acting the role. It's what we want to be. We want to be loving. We want to be caring. We don't want to be, nasty, unpleasant people. We want to grow up. We want to improve the quality of our consciousness. We want to become love, spiritual growth, all those things we want to do. And then I say, well, what do I need to do, to be that way? And it's just the wrong approach to the problem.
And, yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating topic, because so many people are trying so hard to change things. Like, we're never really accepting of who we are, because most of the time we don't even know who we are. We're trying to be what we think everybody else wants us to be instead of who we truly are, or what we are from our core. We're always trying to we're trying to get people to like us. So when we think somebody doesn't like us, or when we don't like something about ourselves, we're always trying to manipulate around a situation to become what we think we're supposed to be.
Yes, that is, and that's why people get very frustrated, because they're working at it, and it doesn't seem to really go very fast. Nothing seems to be happening. They look back over the last years and say, well, how have I grown spiritually? And it's, well, not really very much. There's not much has really gone on. And that's because we're focused on doing rather than becoming. And as you say, you have to start from the place of being who you are, right? You can't start anywhere else from who, not from how you want to be, but just from who you are. So that's number one, is just accept how you are. And that's, with all the good points and bad points. And from there, you can kind of expand out and expand that who you are. Excuse me, my voice is getting a little wavery here. And croaking a little bit, but we'll press on and see how it works. So, excuse me.
If you need a break, let me know and you can get some water and we can go to a commercial.
I think I'll make it.
Okay.
So the way life works, and I'm sure some of your people are thinking, well, okay, that's fine. I don't want to do. How do I be? How do you just be somebody? Well, here's the way it works. We live in this this virtual reality, and stuff happens. And when stuff happens, we get to deal with it. And that's really the whole name of the game. Stuff happens, and we get to deal with it. Now, how we deal with it depends on whether we grow or not. If we deal with it with love and with caring, then we grow up. If we deal with it with self-centeredness, with fear, with ego, with belief, then we don't grow up. So it's very simple. Every day you have hundreds of choices. That's the stuff that happens. The key is, how are you going to deal with it? Now, the way we try to deal with this thing, the way most of us try to deal with it, is that we spend a lot of attention on the stuff happens end. We try to manipulate the stuff that happens.
Right.
So if something happens and it challenges us, rather than try to face that or deal with it in a constructive way, we put our focus on how can we manipulate that so that that doesn't happen again, or so that we can turn this to our advantage. So instead of accepting what happens and dealing with it, we try to manipulate what happens to make it happen in the way that we'd prefer it to be. So 99% of all our energy is focused on manipulating what happens, when 99% of our energy should be focused on the quality with which we deal with what happens. That's almost never even thought about. That's just, you know, yeah, we did whatever we had to do. You know, that's the way it was. We don't spend much focus on that. So we spend all of our energy and our focus at the wrong end of the problem. The right end of the problem is, you know, what's the best way for me to act to this? And am I acting out of ego? Is it about me? Am I trying to manipulate to get the world to be more the way I want it? Is that really what I'm trying to do here? And that will not bring you any closer to growing up, to becoming love. That just will frustrate you, because as much as you try to control everything, you'll find that you control nothing.
Oh, yeah. And it's a real mindset shift, because you know, the world is really set up that if you don't like something, change it. And so we have this mentality that everything, you know, everything. I mean, we have all these coaches that, it, I mean, I find it fascinating, because we have all these coaches that are, you know, supposedly into the spiritual evolutionary growth, and yet, you know, most of their advice is about changing things, doing things, and not necessarily being. I mean, in fact, it's rarely on being. But, you know, then you get caught up, like, you know, you listen to the Law of Attraction, or you listen to, you know, you watch the movie, and it's all about doing things and setting something that's external as a goal. And, I mean, we get caught up in, you know, if something's not the way we like it, we got to do something.
Right. We've got to manipulate it to be how we like it.
Right.
And we manipulate it through all kinds of clever techniques, you know, that we learn in workshops. And we manipulate it, you know, by how we deal with our relationships. You know, it's about our whole life. You know, it's not just the spiritual part of your life isn't a separate part of your life that you go work on, you know, every once in a while and then, you know, go do other things other times. Spiritual part of your life is the core of your life. That's what you are. You know, the rest of it is just kind of floating on that core. So you can't, this is not something that's, oh, well, you know, next week I'm going to work on this, or I'll do that. The only, you know, the best time to do it is now. And just all these things, all these choices you make, whenever you feel angry, upset, inadequate, you know, all these negative things, whenever you feel any of those kinds of feelings, anger, frustration, there's a very high probability that it's your ego that's creating that situation. So when you feel any of those things, start looking for the fear and the belief that's behind that feeling. What is it that I'm afraid of? What is it that I'm trying to keep from happening? What, you know, because manipulation is about keeping things from happening more than it is about making things happen. It's usually done in a negative sense. Something bad happens, we want to manipulate the bad stuff away. We focus on the bad stuff for the most part because we figure if we get rid of all the bad stuff, then the good stuff's what's left. But it doesn't work that way. You focus on the bad stuff, and the bad stuff is what you get because that's what you're focused on. So we need to just think all those times when there's something that just doesn't seem like you'd like to have it that way, then look for the fear that's driving that emotion. That fear is probably, like I say, ego, you know, belief driven. And then look back at that fear. What's causing it? Why is it? What am I afraid of? Am I afraid that people won't like me? Am I afraid my spouse, you know, is getting tired of me? Am I afraid that, you know, I'm going to be constantly frustrated? You know, all the rest of my life is not going to be any better than it is now. You know, what am I afraid of? And that fear is the problem. Fear is a thing that manifests itself. If you have fear, then you will create, you will manifest in this reality that fear. That fear will become real. You know, it'll be a flesh and blood. Things will happen to manifest that fear. And the reason reality works that way is you're supposed to deal with the fear. You're supposed to deal with it, not manipulate it away. So that's kind of the prescription. And it's very core. It's a very good topic to talk about today because it's the very core of spirituality. It's the very core of your being. And what we're here for is to know that difference between the doing and the being. And the doing just is not very useful. And the doing is driven by our intellect.
Right.
You see, we operate at two levels as well. We operate on the intellectual level, and we operate on the being level. The intellectual level is the way we think we should be. That's the clever us. And the being level is just the way we are.
Yeah.
So that's the, you know, there's two different levels there. You need to tell your intellect sometimes just to sit down and be quiet, because what it does most of the time is justify our fear.
Yes. Yes.
We have fears. We have all these things that bother us. We have this ego, and we justify it. All right, I was a little snippy back there, but, you know, they deserved it. Anybody would be snippy back there. You see, our intellect justifies all of the things to make us feel better about who we actually are.
Okay, hold that thought.
Okay, hold that thought.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Thomas Campbell. Tom can be found on the web at mybigtoe.com, but it's my-big-toe.com. Just Google his name. There is so much information out there. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
When I think of heaven, never mean a black winged bird. I think of flying down in your sea of pins and feathers and all of the instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of a black winged bird. Don't try to feed me, 'cause I've been here before and I deserve a little more. I'm alone in the service of the queen. I belong.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and advice should not be used in place of appropriate medical, financial, legal, or other professional counsel.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. It's the last Friday of the month, which means we have Tom Campbell with us today. Tom can be found on the web. Just Google his name because there is so much information, and he offers it all, you know, for free and very lovingly. And, you know, you could spend literally days and days looking up information.
Thursday.
I think it's a really great opportunity to, you know, explore how science and spirituality come together. And, yeah, I can't say enough about Tom. So we've been talking about doing versus being. And, you know, I think it's a fascinating conversation just because, you know, I think every time you feel that urge to do something, you need to really look at why, instead of just assuming that you're doing something because you think you're supposed to. But like, really look at, you know, if you feel this urge to do, for almost in every situation, really, there's a reason. And so, you know, it's great for women who, you know, as we come into the holidays and move into the new year, everybody's looking at how to diet. You know, we think about what we want to do to make the change, but if it's not coming from a being place, that change is never going to be permanent.
Well said.
You know?
Yeah, well said.
So I think we need to really look at, and right before the break, we were sort of talking about, you know, how do we explore those areas of fear and how do we get to that core place? Because that's where we need to get to. Mm-hmm. And we're always trying to justify. That's when we know, that's when we know for sure that the ego's involved.
Yeah, well, of course, what we're trying to do in the, you know, at the end is to grow up, become love, you know, spiritual growth. That's the reason we're here. That's what we do. In other words, I can say that's the same as evolving the quality of our consciousness or lowering the entropy of our consciousness. That's what we're here for. That's what we're supposed to do. And you can't affect yourself at the being level by doing something. So there's absolutely nothing you can do that will change who you are. You see, you don't change who you are by changing what you do. When you change who you are, then you will do things differently. But it doesn't work the other way. You can't do something and then suddenly be different because you've done something. It just doesn't work that way. So, you know, so the being level has to be changed by your intent. You have to have an intent to grow up, to not react with anger, to not react with, you know, out of fear. And you have to find those fears and those beliefs and get rid of them. And then you will be a different person. Because without that fear that makes you, you know, do however you're doing, without that fear, you are a different person. And that's how you get to be a different person, by getting rid of the fear and getting rid of the beliefs. Ego is just an extrapolation of fear. And beliefs aren't always just fear, but to a large extent, they're generated by fears as well, fear of the unknown. So if you want to do what you're supposed to be doing here, which is growing up, you know, decreasing the entry of your consciousness, becoming love, that's evolving your consciousness, then you need to get rid of the fear. And you get rid of the fear by finding it. That's the first part. We have all these fears, and we don't really know that we have a lot of these fears. We have lots of beliefs. They're not intellectual beliefs or intellectual fears, for that matter. They're just things down kind of under our conscious awareness, and they drive us. It's these fears and beliefs that drive us to do what we do. So here we are being driven to do by our fears, you see? So doing in order to break that cycle or whatever is just not the right thing. We need to get rid of the fear. And then we will be differently. We'll become someone else when we get rid of the fear. So the whole key is finding the fear, finding the belief, and then getting rid of it. Now, the only antidote I know for fear is courage. So once you find the fear, then you have to have the courage to do something about it. And you see, if you find the fear, some of your fears will probably be obvious to you, because some of them aren't hidden. A lot of them are hidden, but not all of them. And, you know, most of you, particularly the ladies, will know, you know, certain fears that you have. Most of the men deny, you know, that.
They think it means something specific. When you say, what's your fear, they think, oh, I'm not afraid of anything. They're looking at it from, you know, the perspective of, you know, fear of heights or fear of spiders, right. Or, you know, like they're looking at it the wrong way.
Exactly. Yeah. But yes, they do. This is a fear, you know, a fear of not being adequate.
Yes.
You know, we have these kinds of fears, a fear of not being loved, a fear of being abandoned, a fear of things not developing well, fear for our children, you know, that they're going to be drug addicts, or they're going to do this and have the wrong friends. We just go through life, and much of what we do and the way we interact in this life is driven by that fear. We're always in the doing mode, and that doing mode is an extrapolation. It's an expression of our fear. For most of the doing mode. And we're afraid that we're not really growing up and we're not really becoming spiritual. So what we do about it is go find a workshop, you know, go find a book, go find something to do that'll fix it. And see, the only thing that will fix it is to change ourselves at the being level. And the only thing that's going to change ourselves at the being level is to find those fears and have the courage to deal with them, to, let go of that fear. Now, having courage means that you basically look at that fear and say, okay, you know, give me your best shot sort of thing. I will accept this fear. All right, I'm inadequate. Let's just say I accept that. I'm inadequate, and this is the way I am, and I accept that. And I will accept the worst. People won't like me because I'm always so inadequate. I never do well in my job or my relationships because I'm inadequate. You accept that and say, all right, that's me. I will be inadequate. If that's the way it is, because that's the way I am, I accept it. I'm going to go through my life and live it and progress anyway. So if you have that kind of an attitude of acceptance, then the fear has lost its bite, you see. It no longer has teeth because you've accepted it. Once you've accepted it, it can't bite you anymore. So then you just go through your life, and then what do you find out? You don't find out that people don't like you because you're inadequate. You find out that the whole fear of being inadequate was just a paper tiger. And all of the problems that you imagined supporting that fear are all just imagined problems. They all just go away. And suddenly your life is so much better and easier because you don't have that fear. You're not driven by it. You're not acting as if you were inadequate. You see? You're acting just being you. You're just being you the way you are. And let the chips fall where they may, because you have to be you, and you can't manipulate anybody else to suit you, and you really can't manipulate yourself to be anybody else. You kind of have to get to the point that you are you, and you might as well accept that, and then from there on, make choices that aren't fear-based. Make choices that are love-based. So that's the big thing, and you don't need to go to a workshop or read a book to do that. All you have to do is pay attention to your life. Live in the moment, pay attention, and as soon as you feel a little bit of anger or discomfort, say, what fear is driving that? That's my ego making me feel this discomfort and this anger and this disease. So where's that coming from? What fear is that? And then pull that fear out in the light of day, accept it, and say, well, I'm just going to, you know, I accept that, but I'm going to go and live my life the way I think it ought to be. Have the courage to be yourself. I guess is the best way to say it. And after that, it's all, everything gets better because these fears we have are not real. I mean, they're real to us, but they don't really have these dire consequences that we imagine they have. They're all paper tigers. They disappear. Once you get rid of the fear, you're no longer putting energy into manifesting the fear, and all those problems just go away. So that's I once had somebody many years ago who were just having children for the very first time, and they were very fearful. They say, I don't know that I'm going to know how to raise this child. You know, that's a heck of a responsibility. How do I do that? How do I prepare myself for that? And I said, well, it's easy. First, you get your own head straight, and after that, just do what comes natural. That's how you raise a child. And that's the same way with, you know, in all areas where you have fears and you're not quite sure how to do this or that you'll be adequate at that or so on, is first you just get yourself straight. Be yourself. Grow yourself. And then just do what comes natural, and you'll find that the whole world will smile with you then rather than the whole world smirking at your inadequacy. Things will get better, and they'll be good. And they always do. It's not like, yeah, well, that's what he thought. You know, I tried it once and it didn't work. If you know, it's like anything else. Growing up is not something that's trivial to do. If it was, everybody would be grown up. It takes dedication. It takes consistency. You have to work at it. You have to really want to do it. If it's something that you're just doing rather than you're really focused on being, then it'll probably never really work for you. You have to look at it from the not that I'm going to follow this prescription and see if it fixes me. It won't. I have to change myself and get rid of my fear and see if that fixes me. It will.
All right. We're going to go to break. We will be back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tom Campbell. He can be found on the web everywhere. Just Google his name. You can go to his site, mybigtoe.com, but it's hyphens in between, so my-big-toe.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky. Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tom Campbell with us today. Tom's with us every last Friday of the month and always offers a very unique perspective on bridging the gap between spirituality and science. And although we're not talking a whole lot about science today, or probably that much ever, but we do we do bring, you know, some concepts in. We are talking about doing versus being. You know, one of the things that I found lately is that I've been thinking a lot about, you know, we get into a lot of this mental suffering that we go through that is all ego. And we think that it's our emotions. So we, you know, we associate our fears, we associate our anger, our frustrations, you know, all the suffering that goes in with that. But I've realized that it's really not our emotions. It's all about our perceptions of this mental suffering. So it's really our memories that keep getting repeated over and over again, and that our true emotions are really in the now moment. That they're not really like this, this mental suffering that we go through. And that's, you know, when we have that mental suffering, that's when we feel we need to change something. And I loved our producer really was wowed by your comment about how you can't change what you do in order to change who you are. I mean, it's true. I mean, we, you know, we get into the state of mental suffering and we think we have to do something to change it, but it's all our perceptions. So everything that goes on, like you were talking about, you know, going into our core fear. So let's, I think you said inadequacy. So we think we're inadequate and everything around us seems to prove that point. So we realize that our core issue is around inadequacy. The suffering that happens to us is really how we, is all the perceptions we force onto other people. So we're trying to figure out, you know, why they don't like us. Well, they don't like us because we're inadequate. Right. So that's the thing. That's the perception we force onto the other person. The problem is that that's it, is that it's just our perception. It's just what we think we filter through our own fears onto the other person. It's that's where it's not real. So having the courage to understand, the courage to say, okay, so I believe I'm inadequate. This is how my life is going to, you know, this is what I see. But until we stop projecting onto others that fear, that's right. What we'll continue seeing.
That is correct. For that matter, it's a fundamental principle that all of our reality, everything that we see in our reality, is just our interpretation.
Right. Okay?
We interpret our reality. Everyone lives in their own reality. We think we all live in the same reality, but we do not. We all live in our own individual reality. And if we have fears, then those fears color and twist our perception. And we see, you know, we see in our reality, our perceptions then, sure enough, it's just like the fear, you know, just like our fear indicated. That's the way it is. That's what I meant when I say we manifest our fears in this reality. We make them take place. We create them. It's not that that person doesn't like us. We just interpret their actions and what they say as not liking us because we know they really couldn't like us because we are so inadequate.
Right.
You see, so it's that sort of thing. So we have this interpretation that we lay on all the rest of the world.
So someone's in a bad mood. We think they're in a bad mood because we're inadequate. Not because
right.
Something's happened in their world that could have changed or impacted them. Or they look at us funny. Well, they're looking at us funny because my interpretation of the world is I'm inadequate.
Right. Exactly. So you interpret the world in terms of your fears and in terms of your beliefs. That's why fear and belief are so critical. That's how you interpret the world. And that's why also when you change, when you get rid of that fear and those beliefs, suddenly the world seems to change. It's like everybody else now is a whole lot nicer. You know, it's that sort of thing. And it's not that everybody else in the world has changed, and that it's that you have actually changed at the being level. Therefore, you are interpreting things differently. Therefore, you're living in a different reality. So if you have fear and belief, then you live in a reality that is driven by those fears and beliefs. If you have a reality, you know, if you live in a reality where you interact with it with love, then love is what's interpreted in your interpretation of the outside world. You see love. So which would you rather be in? You see, you can't get to the one where you interpret things in terms of love and caring if you are full of fear and belief, you know, at the core. It just doesn't work that way. What's at your core is how you interpret things. An interesting kind of sidelight on this is, you know, when you have dreams, dreams are another reality frame, just like this physical reality frame, and they're a good schoolroom, if you will, or classroom for learning, because in a dream, you react from the being level. Your intellect is not in charge. In your dream world, you kind of act and experience as you are, you see. So you don't run dreams from the intellect so much as you just experience. So all of the things in your dreams that are scary and unpleasant, that's just what's inside of you. That scary and unpleasant stuff is what, you know, when you let your being level loose to experience, you get scary and unpleasant stuff when you just got scary and unpleasant stuff inside of your being level. So that's, you know, you can look at your dreams too and see how wonderful and sweet and, you know, full of lollipops and, you know, pretty pictures they are, and how much they are annoying and aggravating, and people doing mean things to you, and you know, nobody listening to you, and everybody ignoring you, and da 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 da. If it's all that stuff, that's because that's what's inside of you. That's what you're getting. That's the way you are. And the idea isn't to run out and find something to do to fix it. The idea is just to fix it by being differently, by having the courage to be differently. So that's, yeah, all this is just tied together, but we all live in our own reality. And we look at our reality and assume that everybody else lives in our reality, you see. So we interpret all the data that we get in terms of our own fears and beliefs, and in terms of our love, and in terms of everything that we are, you know, not just fears and beliefs. We interpret our reality based on who we are. So we always see the world as a reflection of ourselves. And if ourselves don't feel real good about ourselves, then what happens out in that world, well, that doesn't kind of feel too good to us either, because that's us coming back at us. So that's how it works. And it's really a simple thing to understand intellectually. It's a harder thing to come up with the courage to see how, you know, to see what's driving you, to find the fears and beliefs that are driving you, and then to have the courage to let go of them. That is not such an easy thing to do, but it can be done with patience and consistent effort. If you really try and you're dedicated to doing it, and it's not just something for a week, but, you know, say, I'm gonna work on this for the next year, you know, or 2 years, and see if it works, you'll find it'll make a huge difference in your life.
Mm-hmm. And that becomes the question. You know, how do you have the courage to face it? And what does that mean? Like, when you recognize what your core beliefs are, and you, I mean, obviously the one easiest way to recognize your inner turmoil is by looking outside of your world and all of the things that you are interpreting as happening. Mm-hmm. And every time you have an emotion that is what you determine as negative, whether it's, you know, you're frustrated or you're angry or, you know, I think grief is a slightly different one, but, you know, depending on what the emotion is, you can tell whether ego is involved, depending on, you know, what the emotion is. And then you bring it back, you find out what the fear is. And I know we've sort of discussed this before, but it's okay. So you first step is to say, okay, this is a core fear. I accept this. And I guess you have to say, like, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, it's this, that comes with, I guess, the acceptance. Like, how do you, you know, what, it's a fear. Okay, so everybody's going to abandon me all the time. That's my fear, is that, you know, life is going to be an abandonment.
Right, and I'm going to be able to get along. Even if everyone always abandons me, I am still going to be okay. I'm going to still live my life, and, right, and I'm still going to be able to function. I'll still be all right, and at least I'll be living without the fear. I'll just be, you know, living the reality. And you have to have the courage to do that. And you have to have the desire and the intent to change at the being level. Because if you don't have the courage to do that, or you don't have a serious intent to change at the being level, then you will just continue to wallow around in your own self-pity and your own, you know, unhappiness, you know, forever. You won't grow up. So,
okay, so we're going to come back from break, and we will talk about desire intent and intent, because that seems to be the key to us deciding how to let this go. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Thomas Campbell with us. Tom can be found on the internet at mybigtoe.com, so my-big-toe.com, or check him out on YouTube, because he has days of quality interviews and videos that you can listen to. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Time of year, somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess, considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door, take your time, so way out to make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. Like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door, take your time, so way out on your wing, you smile. When you realize it can't last, it might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the one beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Tom is with us today because it is the last Friday of the month, and he is with us every last Friday. We will be recording our last show in December a little early so that you can get a new show from us on during the holidays that Sky is off. So do make sure you tune in. So that will be, what, the 20th of December that it will be aired? Yes, 28th of December. So do make sure you put that on your calendar, because most of the shows will be encores, but this will be new content. So make sure you're with us. All right, so we've been talking about being versus doing, and you know, to get to that place of being, which is what we all hopefully desire to get to, the formula seems to be have the courage to accept who we are, and then have the desire and the intention to make the change from that level.
Yes, and there's a key thing here, and that is that desire and intention must come from the being level.
Yeah,
if that desire and intention comes from the intellect, because that's what you think you should be doing, what I should be doing is getting to, you know, to accept myself. And if you approach that from the intellectual doing level, and this is something you're going to do, mm-hmm. then it probably won't work. The intention and the desire to change and the intention that you will change has to come from the being level. If it comes from the being level and you persevere, you will change. You will grow. Increase your spiritual growth, and your life will get better. But if it's coming from the intellectual level, here's the prescription. You know, first you do this, then you do that, and you're doing it because intellectually you think this is what you should be doing. It's a doing thing rather than a being thing. Then it won't work either, because you really won't have that much commitment to it, because it's not, you don't have commitment at the intellectual level. You basically, you'll work at it for a little bit and you won't see any major change, and you'll just, you know, flit away from it. That's the way the intellectual level works. It's just there mainly to make us feel better about, you know, our miserable selves. So it tells us, well, I'm doing the right thing. I did what Lori said. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and that, and that, but this doesn't work. That's because you're approaching it from the intellectual level, the doing level, as opposed to the being level. But if you, at the being level, have a strong intent that you will, start by accepting yourself, who you are, have the courage to be yourself, and then just let the chips fall where they may. Get rid of your fears, get rid of your beliefs. First find them, then get rid of them. If that's an intent at the being level, it will work. You will change, and you will grow, and your life will get a lot better. We have a lot more fun, and your reality will just change, because you create your own reality from your being level. Your reality reflects what you are. And if you change what you are, then your reality, you know, changes to reflect a better you. So that's the way That's kind of the way it works. But don't get confused and think that all you have to do is do this. All you have to do is do this, right? I mean, we have to use this word do, because in our culture, that's the way things change. You have to do something to change something. If you don't do something, then change will never happen. So we have this concept that doing, the intellect, we apply our intellect and our doing to make things happen. And that doesn't really work at the level of being. At the being level, it's not what you do, it's who you are. And if you're going to change who you are, then you have to not get there through the intellect. You have to get there through a real desire to change. That's the key.
I think, when I can get to that place, it's never when I'm, you know, consciously looking outward. It's always when I make the conscious effort to sort of make a connection inside of myself. So quieting down, or, you know, however we all do it, we all have our different way of doing it. But, you know, I connect in with feelings. So I connect in with, you know, the feeling of my heart, or, you know, I guess it's kind of a quiet emotional connection. Like it's deeper within me. It's not as I'm looking outside and looking at the problem, or, you know, looking at the frustration or the mental thing. It's really about kind of going within. And that's the only way I can get to that being level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all have our own techniques, I guess, for being there. But it's important. Some people are not acquainted with who they are. You know, some people don't really know who they are, and they've never really thought that much about it. All they know, as far as their own being self is what their intellect tells them,
right.
You know, what they interpret. And that's not really who you are. That appears to be who you are because that's how you interpret your reality. But reality doesn't have to be like that. Again, it's the rest of the world is a mirror of you to you. And everybody else, you know, you are a mirror, you know, you are reflecting, you know, Joe Blow who's interacting with you. It works the same way for Joe. You know, he interprets what you say and feel, and if you smile or if you frown or whatever, he interprets it in terms of himself, just like you interpret what he does in terms of yourself.
Right.
So you need to get out of that because that's just a, you know, that's just a tail chase. That's an endless loop. You need to just be who you are and let the chips fall where they may. If Joe Blow doesn't like it or does like it, you'll deal with that, however that falls out. And then you'll start to change. You'll start to become a different person. And then your reality will become a different reality. A lot of people would like to change their reality, but they don't really want to change at the being level. They haven't got that being level commitment to do that. So they just wallow in whatever, you know, unpleasant stuff that they're wallowing in, and it never changes, no matter how many courses they go to or books they read. That's the problem. You got to change at the being level.
And I think also, you know, in this state of always wanting to do something, I mean, there is time when right action fits, but it's not, it's again from the being place, not the doing.
Exactly. There is a time for right action. It's not that you should, you know,
never do anything.
Yeah, never do anything. Handcuff your arm, you know, your hands behind your back, tie your feet together and lie in a bed, you know, so you can't do anything. That's not it at all. It's just that you have to be who you are. And then, you see, your doing becomes a reflection of your being instead of the other way around. You see, then what you do is out of, you know, out of a better being, a more loving being, instead of what you do is a reflection of a fearful being and a being captured by a lot of beliefs. So you're going, what you do is a reflection of your being level. So when that being level is full of love, then what you do is a reflection of that love, and it's really very helpful, and everybody likes it, and you like it, and it feels good all the way around, and life is very pleasant, you see. But when you're acting out of a fear-based being level, then, you know, you annoy yourself, you annoy everyone else, and sure, I knew it, you know, life sucks, I'm inadequate, you know, I'm going to be, you know, this is going to happen to me, nobody's going to like me, blah, blah, blah. You have all this other stuff going on, and you just keep reinforcing that fear. So, yes, it makes a lot of difference. If you express yourself from your being level, and that being level is fearful, that's what you express. That's the life you create for yourself. If that being level is love, that's what you express, and that's what your life is about.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you've heard it here. This is how we can change, or how we can be.
You're this is what we can do.
Exactly. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Check Tom out on the web. There is so much information out there, and we love you, Tom. We will be back next month. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.